Now, insight, traditionally, in Buddhism, is measured in two ways. It's measured subjectively. It's measured also objectively. Subjectively, it's measured according to the number of spiritual fetters or sanyojanas which it is capable of breaking. And objectively, it is measured according to the number of births or rebirths remaining after that degree of insight is attained. Now, the sanyojanas, the spiritual fetters, are 10 in number. And it's these 10 spiritual fetters, or 10 sanyojanas, which chain us down, as it were, to the samsara, to the wheel of life on which we revolve. Some of them are more gross, some of them are more subtle. So let's take a look at them first. They are, of course, connected with, as we shall see, the objective way of measuring the intensity of insight. They are connected with the question of the number of births remaining. Now, as I've said, there are four kinds or degrees of Arya Pudgala, the noble or the holy person. First of all, there is what we call the Shrotapana. The Shrotapana literally means stream entrant, as we shall see. Secondly, what we call the Sakridagamin. Thirdly, the Anagamin. And fourthly, the Arahant. These are the technical terms for the four noble or holy persons. Now, first of all, the Shrotapana. As I've said, this literally means one who has entered the stream which leads eventually to nirvana. And the Shrotapana has developed a degree of insight powerful enough to break three fetters, the first three of the 10 fetters. So let's take a look at these first three fetters. We shall dwell upon them longer than on the others, because obviously they concern us more. The first of these three is what is known as Sakaya Drishti, which means personality view. And this is twofold. I'm sorry to give you so many technical terms. I've avoided them so far. But when we come on to certain aspects of the Dharma, it's a little difficult to avoid them. The first kind of Sakaya Drishti, or personality view, is called Sasvata Drishti. This holds that after death, personal identity persists unchanging. This is a form of traditional soul belief, that you've got a soul, an unchanging ego entity within you, quite distinct from your body, and this marches on after death. It continues. It either goes to heaven or it reincarnates. But the basic point is that it's unchanged. It's an entity. It isn't a process. The other view, the other kind of Sakaya Drishti or personality view, says that at death, finish. Everything finishes. You're cut off. Ucheda literally means cut off. That death is the end. So according to Buddhism, these are two extreme views. One view that your ego soul, a sort of spiritual billiard ball, almost, if you like, rolls on unchanged. At the other, that the psychical side of life at the time of death, like the material side, the physical side, stops. So Buddhism teaches a middle view. It teaches that death is not the end, in the sense that when the physical body dies, there is no complete stop to the mental, the psychological, the spiritual processes. These continue, but it's not an unchanging ego soul which continues. It's the process, the mental, the psychological, the spiritual process in all its complexity, ever changing, ever flowing on like a stream, This continues, but not as anything unchanging. It's the continuity or the continuation, essentially, of a process. So this is the Buddhist view. So the first fetter to be broken is the idea that you've got a permanent, unchanging soul within you, which either goes on after death or is smashed at the time of death. And right view consists in this respect of understanding that what goes on after death goes on as a process, a sort of flow, a stream, if you like, of psychical events. So much for the first fetter, the fetter of personality view.